This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato. I hit it hard, man.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. As the man told you, I'm John Granato. I am at home while Charlie is in the studio. Billy Harmon is going to join us from Palm Springs a little bit later in the show. Charlie, how are you this morning?
John, I'm highly motivated this morning. We're doing something. We're getting ready to announce a participation between some great people on raising money for our city of Houston, for the Houston Food Bank through the Spirit Food Bank. We're looking at some big numbers. Corby Robertson is going to call in at the bottom of the hour and tell us about our goals. But I was down at the Houston Food Bank, and you talk about an operation. And our people need some food. I mean, during this bad economy, they're packing up. You know, it's a 24/7 job down there getting all this thousands and thousands of pounds of food. So Houston has the largest food bank in the country, John. And boy, they're working hard, and we're going to help them.
Yeah, I saw the video of their plant. And Jim Nance, we'll hear Jim in a little bit talking about this, what Houston is doing and how you can help as well. And, man, you talk about an operation, like you said, Charlie, holy cow. And Stacey Lewis is involved as well, and we'll hear from her. And this is good stuff. Charlie, doing all kinds of charitable work this week. And an SB Nation radio network actually being a part of it as well. David Gow and Graham McKernan, and this is going to be a lot of fun. This is good stuff, and we'll hear from Corby Robertson and Stacey Lewis and Jim Nance and possibly Graham McKernan from the network here as well. So good stuff. Look at you, Charlie, just doing stuff for the people.
That's it, John. You get an opportunity, and at this young age of 75, I've learned to put people together and guys like you and everybody, and we're raising money for great cause.
Yeah, no, this is good stuff. And Charlie was the one that put it together all week long, so we've got it today here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance right here on the SB Nation Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. We're working on getting Billy in here. Apparently, we're getting a busy signal there, Charlie, so we got to get... We got to figure that out. Maybe Jose, our producer, check the number that we've got for Billy, and we'll get. You got him on? Not yet. We're working on getting Billy on, so we'll get Billy in here, Charlie. Yeah. In the meantime, golf wise, you're still down, right?
Well, I had my shot on Friday, and my shoulder's feeling much better. So I'm going to start my rehab on Monday, and I think slowly but surely I'm going to work back into being able to play and hit the ball 200 yards.
Well, there you go. And that's your grandson Charlie's 6-iron,
yeah,
or maybe even his 7-iron, right?
Well, you got the same thing with your big son. He can hit it 18 miles also.
Yeah. Well, we got to get him with you too, because he hits it as high as he hits it long. So we got to get that figured out, Charlie. And the golf equipment is so important. We were playing yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we played with a couple of guys. As a matter of fact, Tim Loadici over at Wildcat.
Oh yeah.
And he hit a drive that was the normal trajectory, and he said, "Man, I wish I could do that." Because every one of his drives, it looks like a pitching wedge, but it goes 300 yards. So
amazing.
Yeah. So he said we got to get that straightened out. That is something. I think we found out, Charlie, over the years how important that getting the right fit for your clubs is, and this is a great time right now, isn't it? Yeah. Now I see here in the city of Houston, and I don't know everywhere in the U.S., but the Edwin Watts is open now. Your golf courses are open now. Go there and get fitted, right?
Yes, that's one key of playing better golf, and the technology today is second to none, and they have the TrackMan, and they can tell you a whole bunch of different options that you can put in into your, you know, the shafts are so important in today's golf. They're expensive, but they do the job, and they can help control the trajectory of your golf ball, increase speed. And then in the irons, you know, the lie loft is so important. And with the technology from these computers, they can see your trajectory, and they can tell you need maybe a degree more upright, 2 degrees more flat. So, you know, and especially for the higher handicaps, especially for the ladies, they need it also. And they can get fitted and improve their game right away.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Billy Harmon is joining us right now here from his palatial estate in Palm Springs. Bill, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We are doing great. And we were just talking about some club fitting, Bill, and how important it is. And I think we found over the years, oh, you've known it probably forever, but the rest of us, you know, we just pick up whatever set of clubs, and I pass mine down to my son. But he's got such different needs, Bill. That you got to go and you got to get fitted and get those right clubs.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, about 5-6 years ago, my brother Craig had a theory on one of the reasons that young kids could hit the ball so far. As I'm sure it was the same with Charlie, is our parents, you know, cut us down a set of clubs to use or use theirs, and they're way too heavy for us, and they actually swung us. And then they had club fitting, you know, for the juniors, Charlie. As you know, they got them lighter, whippier shafts. And as at 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, these kids were swinging out of their shoes. And by the time they got to be 15, 16, 17, they had developed speed as opposed to when we started, Charlie. We were using clubs that were too long and much too heavy for us. And so we had to learn to kind of have rhythm and swing at the ball and not attack it. And I think Craig might have had a point there. And I was originally a Henry Griffiths club fitter, and I don't think there's any doubt that getting clubs that are suited for you are beneficial. But like everything, you still got to make a good swing.
You definitely got to do that. So
absolutely. Well, I will say this. I don't know if you guys have seen, but Brady Schnell took a swing this week at Vijay Singh, and want to get your guys' thoughts on it. Vijay apparently has applied for, he entered a Korn Ferry Challenge. He's in a tournament on the Korn Ferry at 57 years old, and it's taken a spot from a young guy when Vijay's got all of that money and he's trying to get back on the tour.
He's really not taking the spot. Charlie's going to be right about this. He's got his own spot.
It's in the rules. He's won over 40 tournaments. He's won $70 million. He has the right to play in the event, and it's right next to his home. He's taken advantage of that to stay sharp. That's just the way Vijay's operating. And is it right? I don't know, but when it's within the rules, Bill, he plays.
Well, I think you're going to find there's going to be, John, quite a few tour players. Even Jay Haas said Bill should play in a couple of these to get sharp. We're highly unusual times here. The players haven't played. They want to get playing competition. But more importantly to me, I understand what this young man is saying, by the way. But also it kind of bothers me that he wouldn't want to play with the best players, because eventually that's what he's trying to be, is on the tour. So if you compete against guys at that level, that's good. But Vijay is 57 years old, so you can also make the case that he might not even make the cut.
Or do you
and
think
if you can't beat a 57-year-old Vijay Singh, well, then maybe you're not going to be able to beat a 27- or 8-year-old Brooks Koepka. So I understand what he's saying. I understand the sentiment, in which kind of Charlie just said. But Vijay has every right to play in that tournament if that's what he chooses to do. And I'm kind of the opinion that I think that another player worrying about that is not a good sign to me. I would say that he shouldn't be worried about VJ. He should be worried about his own game.
Well, let me ask you this, though. You both said, well, he's not really taking a spot. But if VJ wasn't in it, could a young guy be there?
Yeah. Oh,
sure, sure.
Well, then he he deserves the spot, but he is taking a spot that possibly a young guy who's trying to come up and doesn't have any money would be getting.
But you could say that Brooks Koepka is taking a spot every week that he plays because another guy would get in a tour event.
I mean,
see what I'm saying?
This is a little different.
You could say that Tiger Woods takes somebody's spot every tour event he plays in.
I mean,
you know, so he's exempt. He can play in the tournament.
It's the rules.
And if the guys
day.
Don't like it, they should play better and they should get exempt.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, nobody complains about him playing in Augusta. He has an exemption. You know, he's not taking a spot for it. It's the rules. The PGA is a lifetime exemption. So that's
gone. Sounds great.
Yeah, but Augusta's apples and oranges because Augusta can have as many people as they want. Well, you know, and VJ taking his spot is a little bit different because there's a limited number of people that will play on the Corn Ferry. And again, you know, Tiger playing on the PGA Tour, you know, that's where he plays. VJ doesn't play on the Corn Ferry. These are guys that are up and coming and trying to make a living. I get you. I get it, and I get VJ. You know, has the ability
to.
I see both sides
to it, John.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. VJ
does
have the right to do
it. I see the young player side of it, but he does have a right to play, and so there you have it.
Phil Mickelson said this: "It's no secret VJ and I are close, but I'd like to say on his behalf that in addition to being a member of the Hall of Fame, he's a big part of the PGA Tour's success, which financially subsidizes and always has the Corn Ferry Tour. He has earned the right to play when and where he wants." And Phil obviously does have his issues. And a lot of people have had their issues with Vijay Singh over the years. This would be a little bit like Patrick Reed.
Event itself will be happy that Vijay's playing because it'll bring attention to it.
Right. Well, he's brought a lot of attention to it right now. That is for sure.
Yes,
and Brady Schnell was maybe a little bit harsh, calling him a piece of trash. Maybe
he corrected that.
He rescinded that.
He said that wasn't the way he should have phrased it.
Yeah,
even though that's probably what he means.
No, absolutely. So, listen, we're getting it's getting feisty out there, and
I love it.
We're going to get started here and can't wait because it's getting closer, guys. And, Bill, what's going on there? We know what's going on here in Texas with golf. We know it's windy. What's going on there in California with golf?
Well, you know, we're still playing, but at our facility there's no guests allowed. It's just the people that are members, one in a cart, stuff like that. People are playing every day. This is when our season winds down, to be honest with you. So they've got about 100 players a day on two courses, and last week they had about 150. So people are going back to their original homes. But still, you know, the club is active, but the only food is takeout and things like that. None of the other facilities are open. You have to make an appointment to go shop in the pro shop if you want and stuff like that. So they're still under, I would say, a form of quarantine. Just take the proper measures. But, you know, the bottom line is we still don't know what's going to happen. I know that the lady hairstylist up in Dallas has created quite a bit of interest, and I think 99% of the people are for her. But what if everyone opens things up and the virus spreads like crazy? So I still think I'm all for opening things up, but you know, what the hell do I know about it? You know, and it sure sounds good. And I hope that when we do open things up, that there isn't a spike in the virus. Yeah. That would be my hope.
Billy Fauci right here.
Not me, boy.
on SB Nation Radio Network, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Well, that is really good. Yeah, that stuff is opening back up. What we're finding here, Bill, is that people are congregating a little bit outside. They're sitting. Nobody is going into the clubhouses and sitting around and eating and whatnot. But we're starting to see some tables outside where the members are able to sit and, you know,
that's
and
good.
Congregate a little bit. That's good stuff. Yeah,
eventually you got to try it. I mean, eventually that's the only way to find out, I think.
Yep. Well, we got a break. Corby Robertson is going to be here. Billy's going to take step aside, and we really appreciate Bill. How about what Charlie's doing? How about the charitable Charlie Epps this week, Bill?
I love it, boy.
Yeah, we're going to raise $2 million. How about that? People in
Good
Houston.
Good for you there, Charlie, baby.
The country need food, so we're helping out wherever we can.
I love it.
Yep. Well, Bill, we appreciate it.
All right, have a good show, guys.
Bye-bye.
There's Billy Harmon right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. And when we come back, Corby Robertson is going to join us from Whispering Pines and the Spirit, the golf tournament that is raising all kinds of money. We'll tell you about that on the other side right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. And look at all the good work Charlie has put together this week, getting into the Spirit Food Fund. And joining us now is the founder and chairman of the Spirit Golf Association, Corby Robertson, here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Corby, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. I haven't talked in a long time. Good to talk to you, man.
Good morning, Corby, and we're really excited about your announcement that you're going to tell us all about.
Well, Charlie, we appreciate being on the show and your great service.
Yeah. So, first of all, tell everybody what the Spirit is, Corby.
The Spirit Golf Association is a charitable group. They're about 300 members strong that make contributions that then support the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship. Happens every other year, sort of like the Ryder Cup, where we invite countries from around the world to come and send their best amateur men and women to compete for gold, silver, and bronze medals for their country, for their men's and women's team, and individual honors. And it's just been a grand event that we started in 2001. Charlie Epps was the first U.S. team captain. And so he has been with us since the very beginning, and we've just had a glorious time. And so the Spirit, in addition to bringing in a comparable event like the Olympics for golf, have also been raising funds for charities. And so golf, I think, gives more money to charities than any other sport. And so we've actually helped found the Immunization Partnership. We've helped Medical Bridges in some very substantial ways. We've funded the Baylor Teen Clinic that serves 30,000 kids in Houston. And so we've helped five different institutions, help big people out of Hurricane Harvey. So we, as a charity, have always been interested in what else can we do in addition to promoting great amateur golf. And so that we would start the Spirit Food Fund at the Houston Food Bank shouldn't be any great surprise. We have an historic time in the world that has created this crisis.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Corby Robertson here with us, the founder of the Spirit Golf Association. We have, and listen, Corby doesn't do this and do anything small, okay? Last week we had Jim Nance on. Well, Corby got Jim Nance, and no association whatsoever with us having him on, but Corby got Jim Nance to do this, and Jose has the video. Let's play Jim Nance talking about the Spirit Golf Association and what they're doing.
Hello, friends. It's Jim Nance. When it comes to a time of need, there's no city in America that rallies behind its community better than my hometown. Right now, the Greater Houston community has more than 1.1 million food insecure people relying on Houston Food Bank and its partner network. That's why the Spirit Golf Association, led by my good friend Corby Robertson Jr., is coming together to support the Houston Food Bank to respond to unprecedented need.
The Spirit Food Fund is asking for your support to assist with the food recovery, sorting, and distribution, as well as the creation of the emergency food boxes for families across our community. but we can't do it without your help. A $10 donation will provide 30 meals for those who need it most. Catch the spirit and help the Houston Food Bank with donations and volunteers today.
Show your support for the spirit of Houston.
Please text Spirit Food Fund to 41444 and help with whatever you can. Thank you.
By the way, that voice was not Corby's. That was Stacy Lewis. You sounded a little funny there, I thought, Corby.
Stacy is an All-American. Actually, she's all-world. So we're sure happy to have her on our board. And she was the U.S. team captain in the 2019 Spirit.
And what a heck of a player she is. And she's behind this as well. Jim Nance, Stacy Lewis, Corby Robertson. And 41444. 41444 is what she said. And you text Spirit Food Fund and you can donate right now. Or you can donate whenever. And if you would like to donate, I know I've got a few buddies. You got my buddy Park Shaper on there, right, Corby? Doing stuff?
Yeah, Park is a friend. Yeah.
He's a good friend. And if you are somebody that would like to donate, text Spirit Food Fund to 41444 and let's go. And let's raise a bunch of money. Where do you think it's going to come from, Corby? Where is most of what you're trying to raise? Where is that going to come from?
Well, for Houston, we have a $2 million goal. And so far, the Cullen Foundation made the first gift for $200,000. The Cullen Trust for Higher Education has funded $500,000 through five different universities. Three of those will serve Houston. And so those monies come to the universities who will then become food bank partners. Let me tee up the Houston Food Bank for you. On an average day, it would be distributing 500,000 pounds of food. Today, they're going to be trying to put out 850,000 pounds of food. The demand is for 1,500,000 pounds of food is what the demand is today from the 1.1 million food insecure people in Houston. Amplify that around the world in what is going on with this global pandemic. The depression that it's created, is starving people all over the world. So by starting your radio show and reaches out across the airways, by creating a social media campaign like we did for the 2019 Spirit that had 20 million views around the world, we're hopeful that this campaign will have an impact and a global reach that then helps friends and neighbors around the world. And it's not just a problem in Houston, but if you consider that 20% of the people in Houston are food insecure, it sort of measures the size and shape of this depression.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
John, our SB Nation Radio, we reach over 120 cities. And the Houston Food Bank will help those cities with their food banks, right, Corby? They reach out and distribute food to other cities. So we actually are helping a lot more people than just Houston.
Yeah, we are hoping that the people that listen to this, would then fund their local food bank. There are food banks everywhere, John. So, and in Georgetown, where Southwestern is one of the universities that we've made a gift to, they'll be giving the money to Caring Place, which will be a food bank in Georgetown, Texas. And UT Austin, we've basically given some money to the University of Texas, and they've got a food bank on campus, and then they're going to be making deliveries for two-thirds of the money to people that need that couldn't feed themselves. So,
Corby, we're up against
multiple ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Corby, we're up against it, so can you hold on the line and join us on the other side?
Sure.
Okay, Corby Robertson Jr. with us here from the Spirit Golf Association. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance, right here on the SB Nation Radio Network. Corby Robertson is with us here. He is the chairman and founder of the Spirit Golf Association. The Spirit has been going on for years. Amateur players from around the world coming into the state of Texas and competing for gold, silver, and bronze medals as the best amateurs in the world. And one thing we haven't mentioned yet is Whispering Pines. If it's not number one every year in the state of Texas, it's two or right up there. And it is an unbelievable golf course. Corby, you guys have done what a vision it was and what a reality it is now. What a wonderful, wonderful golf course that you guys have up there.
Well, thank you, John. We're very proud of it. And we keep polishing on the stone every day.
Yeah, shamelessly I said that because I'm looking for that invite again up there. So
you're always invited.
I want to tell you, it is, if you ever get a chance, if someone says, hey, I want to take you up to Whispering Pines or down to Whispering Pines, depending on where you're at, you have to take advantage of that because it is one beautiful, beautiful place. And we're proud here at SB Nation Radio Network to be a part of it as well. And Graham McKernan from our station here, we're getting involved. Corby and Graham is doing his part. David Gao as well, doing our part, trying to raise money for the Spirit Golf Association. Graham is with us here. Graham, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. No, we're very excited to be part of the promotion for the fundraising for the Spirit Golf Association. Just some of the things that you may not know about SB Nation Radio, but we have almost 60 stations in Texas that run from Laredo in the south to the Panhandle all the way to East Texas. And the promotions that we're doing are not only running in Texas, but obviously on our other SB Nation stations as well. So we're very excited about that. We also are promoting the fundraise through SportsMap, which has over a million page views per week in the Houston market and some of the outer markets, and CultureMap, which we also own, which is in five cities in Texas. And we're just so excited about doing this. I was on the advisory board of the food bank back in the 90s, and couldn't be more proud to help Corby and Charlie and the whole group to put something really special together in this time of need.
Yeah, good stuff.
Corby, what kind of number do we start with? Don't you have some information about that?
Well, we did. I mentioned the Cullen Foundation and Cullen Trust for Higher Ed. The board has chipped in $100,000, which is a thank you to all our members. The board campaign itself, where the board is giving, is up to $301,000. So we're over $1.1 million towards a $2 million goal immediately. And through the social media campaign, we hope to amplify our efforts. Amplify it through the universities. The Texas Golf Association will be sending it out to 120,000 members that it has all around the state. So this won't just be a Houston effort. It'll be a statewide effort, and then it'll go global. So we're started in Houston, and then we'll be reaching out across the state. We expect we've already made gifts in Austin and Georgetown, and we would hope that Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Beaumont, other cities would follow in our path, you know, to make this a whole statewide effort. The golf community has been very generous across many charities, and this is a way for one neighbor to take care of another. And so the caring community that we're trying to create is not just in Houston, but really across our state and around our world.
Absolutely. Okay. Corby Robertson with us here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity. Yeah, Charlie?
All our listeners, all they have to do is log on to www.houstonfoodbank.org/spiritfoodfund. and give their, you know, their donations, whatever they can. I'm challenging all my buddies. I've put up 500 right now, and that's 1,500 meals to our needy people. But just remember, it's www.HoustonFoodBank.org/Spirit Food Fund.
Yeah, and I just am right
and the
now.
The wonderful thing about the Spirit Food Fund, Charlie, is they've got donor privacy. So they won't be bothered for other gifts. And so that is one of the nice things about the food bank. They have worked wonderfully with us to create this special account.
Excellent. And I am on right now, 41, I just texted 41444. And I put in Spirit Food Fund, and it takes me directly to app.mobilecause.com, and you can make a donation easily there as well. And putting in my name right now and making my donation, and if you are driving around, doesn't matter where you are, what city you're in, 41444, you can text Spirit Food Fund, and you can make the donation to the Spirit Golf Association. Well, Corbin, we haven't even met you.
Another thing that I'd like to point out to your listeners.
Go ahead.
Is if they can't afford to contribute themselves, if they would donate their time, that would help in volunteers basically put all this food out. They organize it, distribute it, and then feed the people. So without volunteers, they can't make this run. So you can't increase this from 500,000 pounds a day to 850, which it's doing now, to 1.5 million pounds a day without a lot of people's help. And so it'd be quite valuable for the people that can spare some time and effort to do that. They will keep you safe, and they will keep you healthy.
How about that?
Yes.
So let's go. You can donate your if you can't donate money right now, and we know a lot of people are hurting, you can donate your time. So that is welcome as well. Right now, I'm getting it done. Why don't you get on to 414? You can text 41444, and you can text Spirit Food Fund. You know, one thing we haven't talked about, Corby, is the Spirit, is the tournament. What's going on there? Tell me what's coming up next, and if you think you're going to be able to play. Like, everybody is in limbo right now. Where are you with the tournament?
Well, you know, in 2019, France won the gold medal as our best country. Most of the time, they win the dance contest. But they sent some really good golfers this time. Right. The Spirit will be going on in 2021, and we'll invite the best 20 countries in the world to send their two best men and the two best women. Our friend Cole Hammer and his partner won the men's gold for the men's team. The women's U.S. team actually got disqualified because Caitlin Papp, I think, made a birdie, and her partner wrote it down in her score, so they mixed up the deals and they got disqualified. They won't do that again. I guess, Charlie, your friend Roberto Di Vicente cost himself the Masters by not paying attention, and they will take that as a lifelong lesson.
A clerical error, but it's a wonderful event in 2021. It's just great. So, John, we'll get up there and play in the pro AM-AMs before and celebrate golf the way they do it up in the Whispering Pines, Trinity, Texas.
Beautiful, beautiful facility. Unbelievable. If you get a chance to ever go play Whispering Pines, it's something that you got to do. Well, that is great, Graham. Thank you, and great job putting this together for the station. We really appreciate for Gao Media, and thank to David Gao as well for being a huge part of this. And hopefully we're getting the word out there for everybody, and you all donate. I just made my donation. Everybody, get on board and make your donation, 41444. And give the website again, Charlie. What is it?
The website is www.HoustonFoodBank.com/SpiritGolfFund.org.
Okay, there it is, HoustonFoodBank.com and SpiritFoodBank.org. So there you have it. And, Corby, thank you so much. What a great job by you guys using your – everything that you guys and getting behind this thing and feeding people that need it right now. As you mentioned, it is the multiples of number of people that need food these days, in not only in the city of Houston but around the country and around the world, is unbelievable. So you guys can get everybody that's listening, no matter what state you're in, you can get involved as well. Maybe not as diligently as Corby is, but you can help. Everybody can help in
John,
some way, shape, or form.
John, I misspoke. It's www.HoustonFoodBank.org/Spirit Food Fund.
Spirit Food Fund, / Spirit Food Fund. There you have it. There you have it. Well, Corby, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and I hope to see you soon up there in Trinity.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Graham. Appreciate this shout-out to the world, and we're off and rolling.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Great stuff. Graham, thank you as well. Great stuff by the station, too. So we will take a break. But first, Charlie, we've been mentioning Spirity.
Yes.
And how much they do.
Yes, sir.
How much do they do for charity?
Oh, my gosh. They contribute the part of their 3,500 employees. They have time that's paid by Spirity to go out and volunteer and help the society in many different ways. And it's because their executives have such a great, great philosophy of helping people. That runs their business, and that's why they promote the small business people of America. And during this time, you know, once we get this bounce back going and we get going back to where we need to go, give Inspirity a call or log on and see if they might be able to help you with your HR, help you with your stuff that will allow you to get out and promote your business, be successful, and give to the food bank. So Inspirity is one heck of a company.
It sure is. And we appreciate them sponsoring the Charlie Epps Golf Hour right here on the SB Nation Radio Network. Taking a break. We got one segment to go here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Don't you go anywhere.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Inspirity, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Just a few minutes left. Charlie, how nice was that? Good to have Corby on. You've known Corby for years and years and years, and Graham as well, and you guys worked together a lot at the station. So that was nice, and it is a great, great thing that they're doing up there in Trinity and for the entire, not only for, again, this is Houston Food Bank, but this is going to reach so many more people, right?
Yes, it's a time of need, John. We got a lot of people hurting, and if we can do what we do and help their lives a little more, that's what Houstons do. That's what I've learned. Why being here since 1973, our city is such a cosmopolitan area that there's so many great people helping out the less fortunate. And if we can do something here at the station, John, and I know you know you've raised a lot of money for your different charities, so we just got to keep going.
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. So that is good stuff. Text 41444 or go to HoustonFoodBank.org Spirit Food Bank or
Food
Spirit
Bank.
Yeah, Spirit Food Bank. Yeah. There you go. There you have it right there. So do that and let's go. Let's raise a lot of money. I know I did it. I just did it. I texted it and it was so easy, everybody.
Yes. Nice work,
so
sir.
I was doing it while we were talking here. So it's that easy. If you're looking to help out a little bit, you go get that job done. Get that job done and text 41444 or go to the website. So next week, Charlie,
yes,
we'll be back and we'll be back talking golf. Billy Harmon will be back with us here. We've had some wonderful, wonderful guests on the show over the last few weeks, including Ben Crenshaw and Jim Nance and Johnny Vegas and Jay Haas and,
yes,
Mark Hubbard and all kinds of great guests that we've had with us here. So this has been great, and Billy's going to get another one next week.
Yes, he's lining up another one, and we're going to keep the ball rolling, and we'll keep talking about the food bank, but we got to talk about that golf swing too.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep, and it's great weather now, and you and I, we're going to go out and have a match. You're going to have to give me four aside, you know.
Well, Charlie, I'm not sure. I got it down a little bit right now, Charlie. I mean, this. You know, being able to go out there and play a little bit. We've been out there. We were with Wildcat yesterday, and we've been all over. It's been great to be out there. And, you know, and it's one of the things that you can absolutely do is you're outside. You're with just a few people. You're on a tee box. You stay separated. And everybody gets their own cart. No touching the pins. No touching the rakes. All of that stuff. I think golf is leading the way in getting us back to some normalcy here in the United States and around the world, as a matter of fact. So it's been great. I really have enjoyed being able to be out with my son and with my friends. It's just great. And Charlie's out there playing, Charlie?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's got a tournament this week over at Glenlock Farms. They're starting to get junior golf back again, so he's excited about that. So we keep on going. And by the way, Whispering Pine opens up again in October, and we'll have you up there.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait for that. That is for sure. All right, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, another one is in the books. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Again, text 41444 and donate yourself right now. Thanks, Charlie, and we will talk again next week.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.